The Red Line of Hypocrisy, How the Genocide on Gaza Revealed the Masks. On Saturday, the 17th of May 2025, the political heart of the Netherlands turned red. Thousands of people joined a protests march in Hague, where a symbolic red line was drawn, a line marking the moral boundary of what can still be defended. The catalyst was not only Israel's participation in the Eurovision Song Contest, but above all, the growing outrage over the famine in Gaza and the shameless inaction of Western governments. Eurovision, music as masquerade. That Israel was allowed to participate in Eurovision in the midst of a full-scale genocide, while Gaza is literally starved and massacred, reveals the hypocrisy of the secular West. The same institution that suspended Russia after its invasion of Ukraine now defend the participant of a country that, according to United Nations, may be committing war crimes. So what is the message? That European values only apply when politically convenient? This selective outrage is not an oversight, it is a pattern. The rhetoric of human rights has always been and is being used as a geopolitical tool, not as a moral compass. Gaza, where silence becomes complicity. The situation in Gaza is dire. While world leaders debate de-escalation and humanitarian corridors, children are dying of hunger. International law, human rights treaties, the Geneva Conventions, they become little more than paper promises, to no surprise, and once again it becomes clear Palestinian lives are subject to a different standard. The famine in Gaza is no natural disaster. It is a man-made, politically constructed tragedy, made possible by the silence and passive of Western nations. The Netherlands, Germany, France, all defend, quote, Israel's right to self-defense, while turning a blind eye to the siege of a population in the millions. And what is more outraging is the silence of our so-called Muslim leaders. The Hague, the red line has been reached. The red line drawn in The Hague was more than symbolic. It was a collective statement this far and no further for many. The protests also expressed a growing alienation from the Western political system, a system that portrays itself as a guardian of freedom and equality, but in practice serves as the protector of double standards and structural oppression. In the midst of this moral disarray, one question becomes louder. Is there an alternative? And we can answer this question loudly and proudly with yes. Islam offers a principled and consistent framework in which the rights of women, children, the poor, and the oppressed are not slogans but societal obligations. Islam teaches that the value of human life is sacred, regardless of ethnicity or nationality. Justice is not an abstract principle, but a concrete duty, rather than political maneuvering or symbolic activism. Islam offers a comprehensive vision where social justice, responsible leadership, and the protection of the vulnerable are central. Conclusion. The events surrounding Gaza, Eurovision, and the protests in The Hague expose one fundamental truth. The secular system is failing to uphold its own proclaimed values. The hypocrisy of Western nations is not a flaw in the system, it is the system. And more people are beginning to see through it. And now, more than ever, we need to speak up for justice, for the return of the Khilafah, Caliphate State. Islam as a solution is not the slogan of extremists. It is the voice of those seeking true, lasting justice. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir, Sumaya bint Khayat.